So once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. So I want to bring my guest back on, Pedro Teixeira. Pedro, again, is the president of the QualityCreditRepair.com. So welcome again, Pedro. Thanks for coming in again on this Sunday morning. Pedro, from our audience, can you give us a little background about yourself?
Absolutely. I would love to. So I began in personal finance in the late 90s.
Okay.
I was first introduced to credit repair. I was working as a finance manager. I was introduced to credit repair in 1999. I became very intrigued with the business only because I was in an area that was very edgy, very iffy. Individuals were really struggling, you know, just
sure.
not going through a very good time, or at least poor spending habits, or whatever the case is. You know,
right.
They just weren't able to make things happen. And what happens is you have what you call the distressed buyer, that they're kind of at the mercy of the lender, which it shouldn't be that way. So I was introduced into the business. I found it intriguing, and I began to help my clients, you know, kind of like this absolutely awesome radio show and what you do for a living.
Sure. You know, Pedro, sorry to interrupt you there, but, you know, it always amazes me that, you know, credit and financial issues aren't covered in the school as much. And yet,
when,
as soon as you're out of school, you know, two of the most important things you had to be able to do, you know, handle financing, paying your bills, you know, getting jobs, you know, making sure your credit is good. None of this is covered in school, which always fascinates me.
But they certainly push algebra.
That's right. That's right.
You don't know when you're going to use it, but I'm sure I'm going to use it soon.
I know. I hear you. I hear you. So you got into the credit repair, and now you have a company there. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Well, I was working as an independent agency for a company, and then 10 years ago, which will be 10 years this summer, I decided to be complete independent on my own for my company, and you know, and really take it to the next level. Kind of help clients a little bit more than just them being a number. Because, see, that's one of the big issues. The issue is that there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, credit seems to be, hey, this is the big deal. You know, there's companies that are paying bills. There's everything. But there really isn't a company that you can call where you can get hand-to-hand service. And that's important.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to be treated like a number. You want to, especially when it comes to your credit, it is the most crucial tool to buying a home or anything for that matter.
Yeah.
Aside from the other things that we'll discuss today.
Okay, great. So, you know, when people think credit, they usually think the credit score. Can you tell us a little bit about credit scores, how they come, you know, how they're decided on, things like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So the two major factors on a credit score, and this is in MyFICO, so if anyone could go MyFICO.com, they can find this information. The two largest factors are payment history.
Okay.
Which makes up 35%, and balances owed. Okay. So what does that mean? That means that if you have a credit card or some sort of a loan, and it's about $1,000 worth, if you spend more than 30 to 40% of it, meaning $300 to $400, your credit score now begins to decrease. Why? Because now you're using more of the available credit. And what creditors really want, and the way that you can manipulate the score, is by really spending 20 to 25%, which is $200, $300, and then paying it off. And that really helps you boost your score on your own.
All right. Great. And why is having a credit score so important? You know, I know it can impact your ability to buy a house. You know, it impacts your interest rate also. What else is you know, how else does your credit score impact your life?
Fantastic question. Well, let me just say this. When it comes to credit, everything. I mean, let me tell you, from a utility bill, for example, you know, how much you're going to pay as a down payment for something. When you go to get a cell phone, for example. I mean, and these are the smaller things.
Sure.
You know, we're not talking about actually a financial decision like to buy a home, for example, or even, you know, to get another auto loan. And it's very important that we're very credit-wise when it comes to that. You know, otherwise, we're going to pay a lot of money even though we're living on a budget. And that's the dangerous part.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, working with, you know, How can someone go about, working with a credit company to improve their scores? I mean, what are the benefits of doing that?
Well, here's the thing. The thing is that we live in a very complex society, okay?
Sure.
And credit can be overwhelming to an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, right?
Definitely.
On a Sunday like today, right? You'd rather be with your family. Possibly the kids are playing some sort of sports events or
sure.
whatever the case is. I mean, you know, whatever it is that you do, maybe tradition, maybe faith, whatever it is that you do, that's what you want to do. Do you really want to come home after a long day with your family after the vacation that you just went or the little getaway and try to untangle your past credit history?
No.
I mean, let me tell you something. You are probably amongst the elite if you can do that, if you can try to untangle it, and I commend you. And if I can help you, I will. But in most cases, when someone needs something, they're on a crunch. And the time is of the essence,
okay.
especially if they want to make a big purchase or something like that. And they kind of need a professional. They need someone that kind of understands the laws, the specifics,
okay.
Specifications, so that they can get the best possible results in the shortest amount of time.
Sure. And, I think, there's so much negative news out there sometimes about working, being careful working with credit repair services. Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you. There are a lot of companies that are preying on those that are that don't know any better. Listen, we all make mistakes. I'm going to tell you right now that I don't think that – I haven't met anyone yet that has not made a mistake.
I've made some mistakes.
And making a credit mistake sometimes really scars you.
Really scars you.
And you don't know it until it's too late.
Sure.
It's like, for example, I just know of someone that went to apply for a promotion and they were denied, but they were just as qualified as the person right next to them.
Right.
So why were they denied? Well, realistically, they were taking a position that had to do with finance and their personal record went along with their decision making to get that promotion and they didn't get it. They did find out later and obviously they came to see me so that I can help them out of that situation.
Right. So what should someone look for when choosing a credit repair company?
Great question. And I tell everybody there should be a start date and an end date. Because
okay.
let me tell you something. If you go with a company that you're paying monthly, you can pay monthly until you're blue in the face.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, think about it.
If you're working with a client and they want to buy a home and
right.
they're like, oh, yeah, I'm using such and such company. Okay, and I'm giving them $50 a month, and they're repairing my credit. So then you ask them, okay, so when's it going to be done? Well, I don't know exactly. You really want a start date
right.
and an end date. And what you also want to know is you want some sort of an expectation, like, hey, where am I going to look at? Where
okay.
am I going to be? And you also want someone to go over that personal information with that client,
right.
not just take the credit report and go, okay, we're going to take it from here. No,
okay.
really get down and dirty, go through the things and say, hey, these are the things that are affecting you. This is what you should do, and this is what we're going to do.
Okay, excellent. Now, in what situation or, let me reword that,
mm-hmm.
Who are you able to help with improving their credit? I'm sure you can't help everybody. So let's start with who you're able to help improve their credit.
That's a great question. And that's actually what sets Quality Credit Repair apart from others is
okay.
that we won't take every client. We have to make sure that after the free consultation, which we offer a free consultation, we review the credit report for free. After we determine that you're a good candidate for credit repair, then we'll then offer it to you. But for example, if you are drowning in debt and you cannot make your obligations, it's going to be pretty difficult for us to contest things that are being said about you. Because if you can't make those payments,
right.
then everything that we're going to do is going to discredit you from the credit agencies and the work is going to be for nothing. So what we would do in that instance is no,
okay.
we wouldn't shut the door. We would open a window. We would basically say, okay, here are your options based on what's going on in your life. This is what you can do to get help, to seek help.
Okay.
We do have an attorney on staff. We have other companies that will assist in certain areas that we do not. But it's always better to speak to a credit professional first, not someone that's trying to settle debts,
right.
not a bankruptcy attorney, because everyone is going to push them to that route. What you should
and
do
that
is
route may not be the best thing for
exactly,
your credit scores.
Exactly.
Right.
So
okay.
so depending on what situation you're in, it's good to sit with a credit professional, to see exactly what can be done, what can't be done, and if the client can stretch a little bit on their end to make sure that their current obligations are satisfied.
Okay, great. So, Pedro, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, what who you're not able to help.
Sure.
Or, you know, who a credit repair company in general won't be able to help.
Yes.
So we'll be right back with more with Pedro. He's the president of QualityCreditRepair.com. Talking about our credit scores and repairing credit. We'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified homebuyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties and the go-to realtor for sellers who need to get their home sold for top dollar quickly. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this Super Sunday morning. Be sure to join us on Facebook at RE Today Show. Hey, we'll continue our discussion about credit repair with Pedro Teixeira. Pedro is the president of QualityCreditRepair.com. So, Pedro, you know, we talked right before the commercial break about who a credit repair company can help. Who are you not able to help?
Great question. So an individual that is currently going late on their bills and they just cannot make the obligations, that certainly is not a credit repair client.
Okay.
That's a client that needs a little bit different service. They're going to need to speak to possibly a company that will begin to pay their bills, which is something completely different, or possibly even an attorney if they own something of value and they don't want to lose it. You know, if there's a homeowner out there that can't pay their bills, and you know, they don't want to lose the property where their family lives.
Sure.
So that would be someone that we would have to then refer. So yes, okay. We couldn't help them.
All right, great. So let's take a look at someone who has problems meeting their obligations. You know, what are the laws that are governing what a creditor can do and cannot do to collect the payment?
Fantastic. So what's very important is if you are getting some sort of telephone calls from creditors or someone demanding money. It's very important that you know some of the laws, some of the rights that protect you as a consumer, you know, because there's a lot of companies that are out there harassing you. And let me tell you, if you've ever dealt with a creditor, and this is what I do all day, every day,
sure,
they're not any nicer to me than they are to you. They actually don't like me at all because I defend my clients, and that's what I do. So it's very important that you understand a few things. So real quick. The Federal Fair Debt Collections Practice Act, Section 805.
Okay.
Okay. This is a very important one. This basically says that they have a timeline in order to contact you. So if they were to contact you by phone, it can be from 8 in the morning to 9 p.m. at night. But okay. It cannot be at your office, place of work, or any of sorts. So if
what about cell phone?
Well, if they have their cell phone number, they can call you. But the second thing is you can immediately ask them to cease and desist, okay, and tell them that you are only going to respond via U.S. mail. You will stop the calls right away, okay?
Okay.
Or, obviously, you can also tell them that they can reach out to your attorney or their representative like myself or someone else to handle those calls for them.
Okay.
Yep.
So you can stop – that's interesting. You can stop the calls and just do it by mail.
Exactly. You can tell them –
and then you respond by mail. Is that the idea?
That's correct. So basically what happens is now when they want something from you, they will then send it to your address, the address that you give them, and say, please do not call me.
Okay.
I do not wish to be contacted via phone at any of my residences or place of employment.
Right. Okay. So In lieu of, you know, being a real estate show,
yes,
someone's looking to buy a home and their credit scores are not high enough to get a mortgage. What can be done with them through credit repair?
Great question. So basically what we would do is we would go on to annualcreditreport.com. It's
okay.
A free site from the government. You can get all three credit agencies, which there are three, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. We would look at the information on there because by using those sites, it doesn't affect the client like a credit inquiry, which is very, very important when they're purchasing a property or
sure.
when they're considering to purchase a property. You should not run your credit, period. So by going through the consumer site, we can get the information. We can see what the problem is. We can put a plan of action together for the client. And we can also give them some tips on certain things that they can do to kind of boost that score up.
Okay. Excellent. So you know, walk me through, you know, the various steps of credit repair. You know, someone contacts you.
Yes.
What happens first, second, third? You know, what can they expect?
Okay.
When they go through a credit repair company.
So, A, we obtain a copy of the credit report.
Okay.
B, we do a synopsis of everything that's being written about you or reported about you.
Okay? On the credit report.
Exactly.
Okay.
You will tell us how accurate that information is. And believe it or not, here's a staggering statistic. 8 out of 10 credit reports has some kind of error.
Hmm.
Or something written on there that can cost you thousands for the rest of your life. So it's very important not only to deal with a credit professional, but check your credit report at least once a year.
Yeah.
It's available to you. It may be confusing, but guess what? We'll actually look at it with you for free. We don't charge for any of that. So you can call us years and years later and say, hey, you know, it's about that time, you know, my reminder, and it told me that I should check my credit report. We'll do that for free.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, great. So they contact you, go through a
yes.
synopsis. What happens next?
Perfect. So then what we do is we put a plan of action together for the client. We'll
okay.
let them know, please do these certain tips, possibly look at some of the balances. We'll tell you where you're going to be. And we will let you know in as little as 90 days because that's our full agreements are for 90 days.
Okay.
As little as 90 days, we'll let you know where we expect your case to be in 90 days so that you can make that grand purchase that you so desperately want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're so let's say they have some issues with, you know, past issues with paying off their credit cards.
Yes.
Or paying, you know, on time.
Mm-hmm.
What are you able to do as a credit repair company to deal with that?
Fantastic question. Well, contrary to what many think, okay, it is 100% legal, 100%, to dispute anything that you don't agree with.
Okay.
Okay? So, if you have a good account, but you don't agree with something, you can dispute it. That's what you can do. But you may not know that. You may think, hey, maybe I shouldn't. Sometimes creditors, they report balances that aren't no longer. So that kind of brings your credit score down. So
okay.
Anything that's on your credit report that you deem to be inaccurate, erroneous, obsolete, unverifiable, or just untrue data, you can contest. And what we do as a company is we use the laws, the things that you may not know about, to attach to each individual account and to properly get this information expunged from your record, which is very important. By doing so, your credit score goes up, and you are now considered to be a very viable buyer when it comes to real estate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if something is true,
yes,
it's not something you can, you know, they have to, that's going to stay on your credit report.
I'm glad you asked that question because no. See,
okay.
Here's the thing. The thing is that whether something is true or untrue, we're not contesting that. We're not saying, hey, this is not this person. No, we're contesting the information that may be written about the person, okay?
Okay.
And these companies, okay, they have to comply with the rights. So, for example, let's say myself, okay? I stop paying Bank of America, for example. And then Bank of America sells my account to someone else, okay? I have the right to know as an individual.
Okay.
How that company can write that I owe such an extreme amount of money. I have a right to know how they purchased my debt. I have a right to know if they have the ability to report it on my credit report. So it's not just so much of the account, because you can say, hey, yeah, that's right. It was me. I made those purchases. But the truth of the matter is, did they report it the right way? That's the case in question.
Okay, excellent. So, Pedro, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about credit repair. So
sure.
We'll be right back with Pedro talking about credit repair on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, for myself and Pedro, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show. Hey, I want to tell you about a property I have for sale in Port Richmond on 3105 Cedar Street. It's a rehab home, granite countertops, real nice shape. Great area in Port Richmond. They're asking $125,500. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath. Hey, if you know of anyone looking to buy in the Port Richmond area, give me a call, 215-778-9687. Thanks. Hey, so we're talking with Pedro Teixeira about – he's the president with QualityCreditReport.com. And, Pedro, I would like to continue on our discussion. And, you know, if you give us maybe a couple examples – you know, without using names of what a good credit repair company can do for someone.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have a great example. Just had a client that came to us about 5 months ago. As a matter of fact, it was towards the beginning of the summer, just before. And he came to us with 560s, 550s, and a 574 score.
And that's... Now, looking to buy a house?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so that's below the FHA.
That is below the FHA, and
minimum,
they're never going to get approved for that.
Right.
They worked with us for 90 days exactly.
Okay.
And now this is the type of things that they had. There was judgment. There was a past eviction notice on their credit report. They had a lot of late payments, collection accounts, and they had student loan issues. Okay, past student loan, private. What we were able to do is, again, by using those laws that protect us as a consumer, they went from, and I'm showing this to you, they went from 560s, 556, 574 to a 709, a 693, and a 685.
Wow, okay.
And they not only went from not being financed, they went from not being financed to getting the best possible finance rate available.
Good. Right.
The best possible rate. As long as you're over a 680, you're in that next tier, and you're good to go. And that was in 3 months.
All right. So give us an example. You mentioned a judgment, okay? Is this something that was no longer outstanding for them? I mean, how were you able to remove the judgment?
Another great question.
Okay.
So see, here's what happens. Again, anyone that reports something about you has to do it in such a way, okay, that – they can provide the information to the agencies and show, okay, it's not just the fact that it's yours or it's not yours,
right,
but was it placed on the credit report legally? Was it submitted properly? Did you get notice? So all of these things really play a very big part. And that's what we do. We use the laws, again, to protect you against the way things are being said about you. Again, we have to be very careful these days. People cannot just say whatever they want, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about it. I got a speeding ticket, right? And
okay.
I know I went through the light, but I told the officer, I'm like, listen, I just came from Sam's Club, and I have a large vehicle, and it's loaded, and I just couldn't hit the brakes hard enough without having all the eggs and everything else just spill all over the place.
Right.
So I did. I mean, obviously, it was my fault, right? So here's
sure.
a good example. So what did I do? I went to court, and I explained the same story. Now, they didn't say that I wasn't guilty. They just took the points away, and they just made me pay a fine. It's very similar. Basically, you have to comply with these laws. I know you're reporting that there was a bankruptcy or whatever the case is, the judgment.
Okay.
But in order for you to report this on my credit report, you have to follow the laws. It doesn't matter if you're a municipality, a creditor. It doesn't matter. You know, what's the big one? A child support. You know, it might be yours, but is it placed on your credit report properly? That's the question, and that's what we work on for you.
So in this particular case, did they have to pay off the judgment, or it just wasn't filed properly, so it's removed?
It wasn't filed properly, and it must be eliminated from the credit report by the credit reporting agencies, the big three, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion.
All right. Now, are they still responsible to make the payment or not?
Another great question. At that point, the client can then – they have to be at the client's mercy at that point. So if
the
it's –
client's
very,
mercy,
yes,
meaning –
Yes, and I'll tell you how.
The consumer?
Yes, the consumer's
okay.
mercy. So now you basically say, hey, you didn't properly place this information on my credit report. It's no longer
okay.
on there. So I'll offer you 10 cents on the dollar. And at that point, they can get 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, they're not reporting anywhere. There's no record of them because it wasn't placed properly.
Okay, so it's removed.
Yes.
And so the lender's not going to see that.
The lender's not going to see it. It's not going to show up anywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so all this is in a situation that the example you showed me is all over a 90-day period approximately?
That's correct. What okay. we do is, again, from the beginning, so everyone knows, I want everyone to be 100% when it comes to this process, we do an evaluation stage. We look at your credit report. We'll tell you the items that can be worked on. We'll begin working on them, okay? In 5 weeks, exactly 5 weeks, you'll be notified by all three major credit reporting agencies of the improvements that's happened to your credit score. You then provide that information to us. We review it and say, hey, Mr. John, take a look. You've gotten three or four things removed from your credit report. This information will no longer haunt you. We are now moving on to the next stage of the process, and we're going to contact them based on these accounts. So then we do that again 5 weeks later. You get the information. You're happy. You're seeing improvements. And then we do it one more round, which completes the 90 days. On the fourth month, we do the evaluation stage. We pull the previous credit report like you saw, and right. we pull a new one, and the clients are astonished, and they're so grateful that now they're finally they're finally on the path to good credit. All they have to do is be smart at that point. Pay your bills on time, and
right.
but we're always there in case they fall. If they need to call us, it's absolutely free.
Okay. So there's got to be examples of you're going along your – clearing up some things, but some things can't be cleared up.
100%. You're okay. right about that. That's right.
I mean, there's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees. At okay. least by law, we can't offer guarantees.
Right.
But again, we are so good at what we do. Thank the Lord. We're so good at what we do that we're able to tell a client, we foresee these results. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get you in a position where you'll be able to make that step, whatever it is. It might be investing in the real estate, purchasing their first home. It doesn't matter, you know. But right. from that point on, they'll be in a position to do that.
Okay. So give me an example of something you wouldn't be able to get removed. I'm sure you've come across those.
Very good, very good. Well, I'll tell you exactly. For example, let's take one of the things that are plaguing the young in the society, which are student loans.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay?
I mean, that's probably the biggest impediment to buying a house right now.
Thank you.
For a lot of
okay.
people.
So now, if the individual doesn't file their paperwork and gets their forbearance or whatever type of an arrangement, and they begin to report you negatively, there's literally nothing I can do.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I can contest it until I'm blue in the face.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. They have to rehab the loan. You know, that has to be – we have to call the student loan companies. We have to put them back on a program and then begin working on the latenesses that were reported. But
okay.
that's a good example. You don't want to mess with the government. So
sure.
if it's a government-backed loan – they're going to come get their money one way or another, and we don't want that to affect you. You know, we don't want you
right.
to lose. We don't want you to lose your bank account because of it, because they can do it. They're the government.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
able to do it. So, you know,
take whatever they want.
They need to be smart about it. Okay, those are accounts that we won't be able to help them with unless they rehab it, and then we can then begin contesting the past information that was placed on a credit report.
Right, and you know, one of the things you touched on before, the people have to be in a position where they kind of are able to you know, be in good shape over the last couple of months, I assume,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because, you know, what I notice is that people, you know, when they're ready to buy a house, all of a sudden they start getting serious and start making the payments. So, you know, provide they have the job and, you know, they can start making things up and then try to clear up some of the past damage.
Exactly. You have to be in a position where you have a stable income and at least 6 months where you're paying your bills
okay.
on time. Because, I mean, the truth of the matter is, if I didn't make my car payment and I'm coming to you to buy a house, it's never going to happen.
Sure.
There's still certain laws, okay, that – or should I say there's certain guidelines that have to be followed in lending.
Right.
And you can't have any major lates within, what, 2 years, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah.
So, you know, they have to be on the up and up, because if they're going on a downward spiral, they're not a credit repair client. And the good thing about it is, like I told you before, we wouldn't even take that client.
Right.
We'll get them the help that they actually need.
Sure. And I say 2 years, but I think FHA, if I'm not mistaken, may be a 1 year, you know, for clearing things up. But
there you go.
You know, those things change all the time, and I always just have people, you know, deal with the professional mortgage lenders.
Hey, but
know,
hey,
who know all these things.
But if you did have a late within a 6 month period, don't think that you're that you don't put your hands up and give up.
Yeah.
I mean, at least allow me to contact the creditor and try to see if we can rehab that where they just don't report anything. Because if it's not reported as anything, then it's good. But if it's reported as anything other than good, it's bad.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, there are a lot of people who don't think they're in a position to buy a house, and yet the reality is they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they just go, they just make the calls. You know, they can start out with the lender, they can start out with myself, and then from there, you know, if issues come up, generally we can give people give a potential buyer an idea as to how long it's going to take for them to be able to buy a house, put them in touch with a good credit repair company if that's the route we need to go, or, you know, pay off something if it's only like a small judgment or something. You know, so there are a lot of things we could do, and, you know, there's very few buyers who actually take the effort to go out and pursue buying a house, you know, versus just looking online and then thinking, well, maybe I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, if they actually talk to professionals, a lot of them are in a position to buy a house. And, you know, I'm surprised how many people are like, you know, once they come to me, they're like, oh, man, thanks so much. I didn't think I could do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the other things that I wanted to mention is it's not just those that are less fortunate or possibly lost their job that go through it. I mean, it's everybody.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
For example, I know when one of the examples that I have is I had to help out a doctor because he got paid on every 3 months.
Okay.
You know? So he got paid quarterly, and he wasn't accustomed because of what was changing, and he was late on a lot of obligations. I mean, think about it. If you make a certain amount of money, you're accustomed to it.
Yes.
Things change. They weren't able to make their obligations, so they didn't. You know? But this is a gentleman that made a lot more money than I did. You know, but unfortunately, based on what was going on in his economic world, he wasn't able to make it because he was owed money, basically.
Right.
So we got that all worked out.
Okay.
And he's back on track.
Terrific. So, Pedro, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll, you know, talk a little bit more about credit repair and some of the questions I think, you know, that people have sent in to me. So we'll be right back more with Pedro Teixeira with QualityCreditReport.com. Stay tuned to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Tom. Paul Rosso did a very professional job selling my home. His home selling program created 19 showings on my home the very first week on the market. And Paul generated 3 offers on my home. From the very beginning, I trusted Paul. I trusted the advice Paul gave me. And he did everything he said he would do. Paul followed through and kept me informed every step of the way. What sets Paul apart from other agents is his knowledge of the market, his honesty, and his commitment to customer service. I highly recommend that you choose Paul as your agent.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM, and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. I'm your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate, of course, and with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I'm the go-to guy also for buyers who are looking to buy a great home at a great price with minimal hassle. Our call number again is 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. You can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. I'm going to tell you about a new listing I have in Castor Garden section of Philadelphia, 1121 Tyson. It's a three bedrooms, one and a half bath twin for $135. So if you know anyone looking to buy in the Castle Gardens area, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We'll continue our discussion with Pedro Teixeira. He's the president of QualityCreditRepair.com. And Pedro, a question for you. You know, what's a typical fee range, you know, for someone who's using a credit repair service?
That's a great question. The great thing about it is that we are the absolute lowest in the industry. We have a flat rate fee, and it does range depending on how many items that they have.
Okay.
But it could be as little as $350, which is fantastic.
You know?
And they get 3 months of service. And it does max out. I mean, there are some very severe, severe cases, and it does get a little bit more pricier. It may range up to $700. But for $350, it's definitely the way to go.
Okay, excellent. And so we have a couple minutes to go here. You know, what are some tips that you have for people that can, you know, where they can do something themselves to help with their credit scores?
Perfect, perfect. First thing I would do is, again, like I told you, go to annualcreditreport.com. I'm sorry, annualcreditreport.com. That's
okay.
Right. Get your free credit report. Take a look to make sure that the information on there is accurate. What I would also do is, depending on how many cards you have, let's lower those balances. Balances are going to kill you. So lower the balances as much as possible, okay? What you do is, you take the whole number. You basically just divide it by 30%. So basically, if you have a $1,000 card, you should not be over $300 as far as your balance. So make sure you start paying them down. That's something that will have a very big impact right away in a short period of time. And that could really help you get, for example, if you're, you know, possibly 10 or 15 points away, you don't even have to call me. Just lower them to 30% of the respective limits, and you should be ready to go.
So they're looking at 30% of the credit you have available.
That's correct.
Wow. Most people are at 90%.
I know. And that's one of the reasons why their credit is a lot lower. You know, there's a lot of times where people just call me and they say, hey, I'm a 680, and I've been a 680 for years, and I can't get any better and I can't get any worse, you know. And it's usually because they carry a lot of debt. So that's one of the areas that they definitely want to work on. Make sure you lower that debt.
Okay. Any other tips in our final minute here?
Yeah, absolutely. What you should also do is, if you can't pay down the debt, here's a little trick.
Okay.
Call your creditor and say, hey, I certainly need a little bit more money to have access to. I have a good payment history. Could you possibly give me an increase? Now, what happens? Now, if you have a $1,000 card, but you owe them $500, and they give you $500, now you have a $1,500 card, and you only owe $500, which really pops that score. So that's just a trick number two.
As long as you don't use that
up. Well, yeah, please don't do it. That's right. Don't use it.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Is that the thing you find most often where people have the high balances?
High balances will play a huge factor. I'll either have somebody that has no credit, and they're like, well, how do I start credit? Here's a quick tip.
Okay.
You go to a reputable lender, okay? I'm going to say Wells Fargo, not to give them a plug, but they have good programs. Okay. So you go there, you give them a small amount of money, you get a secured card.
Okay.
Okay. They deposit your money into an account, and they give you $300 worth of credit.
Okay. So it's kind of like a debit card.
It is, but it's not. But it's a credit card that you can use, but it's secured by your own money.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So you would have to keep the limit very low. Remember, it's a $300 card, so don't spend over $40.
Okay. All right. Terrific. So, Pedro, I really appreciate you coming in to talk to us about, credit issues, credit repair, things like that. If someone wants to reach out to you, how can they go about doing that?
Fantastic. They could call our toll-free number, 888-399-3898. Once again, 888-399-3898. Or they could just shoot me an email at Pedro, spelled P-E-D-R-O, Pedro, at qualitycreditrepair.com.
All right. Excellent.